This is an All Ears English bonus episode, Secrets of Celebrities in New York City with Kate from City Talk. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American host, Lindsay McMahon, and today's featured guest coming to you from Denver, Colorado, USA. You know that New York City is famous for celebrities, but have you ever wondered where exactly do they live and hang out in the city? Today, our guest, Kate from City Talk, tells us where four famous New York City-based celebrities live and what's unique about their neighborhoods. Listen in today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hello, Kate. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
Hello. I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited. You're on All Ears English. Guys, on today's episode, you are going to be excited to hear who our guest is. We have Kate St. Germain. She's the founder of City Talk, an entirely online ESL tutoring program that focuses on the needs of adult English learners, especially Taiwanese learners. So in your company, Kate, real quick, just tell me what you guys talk about, what you teach in City Talk.
Yeah, so we are an entirely online remote learning platform, and we teach specifically adult Taiwanese learners. We focus on the unique needs of adult Taiwanese learners, and we teach conversation, podcast, writing, business English, beginner lessons, and more. We're constantly launching new and interesting courses.
Awesome. I love it. I love it. And how long have you been teaching ESL?
I have been teaching ESL for 10 years now. I can't believe it. A long time.
That's amazing. And I heard that you also lived abroad before you started teaching in New York City. Is that right? Where did you live?
Yeah, I did. I lived for 10 years abroad in Asia. Four of those were spent in Taiwan. And yeah, I loved it. I absolutely loved teaching there.
So I imagine you can really relate well to your students and your audience because you have lived in Asia and did you try learning Chinese when you were there?
Yeah, I do speak a little bit of Mandarin, so I understand the challenges of going back and forth between the two languages. I'm also really in depth with the culture, and I've been teaching Taiwanese students for so long now that I think I really have a handle on the unique needs of Taiwanese learners.
I love it. So good. So good. So first, before we get into today's episode, we're going to talk a little bit about New York City because that's where you are based. Tell our listeners where they can go initially to find you online, just to get a taste of what you do before we get into today's episode.
Great. Yeah. So anyone can find me at citytalknyc.com. You can sign up for our newsletter or a consultation there and learn more about our program.
I love it. I love it. So good. Let's get into this today. First, I want to let our listeners know that Kate is both our guest and our sponsor for today. So Kate, I want to thank you for sponsoring and supporting All Ears English. Now let's get into it, Kate. So what are we getting into today? We are talking about famous New Yorkers and how to spot them while you're there. Kate, again, how long have you been living in New York?
So I'm from right outside of the city in Westchester County. So I've been in proximity to the city my whole life. I've been back in New York for 4 years, but I was here for about 8 years in my 20s before moving to Asia.
I love it. I love it. So when you live in New York City for so long, you know that there are famous movie stars walking the streets. You know they're there, and usually you get to know where they are. Exactly. Yes. So our listeners are going to love this. Guys, in today's episode, Kate is going to show you four famous New Yorkers, which you guys know because you've seen them on the big screen, and she's going to tell you where they live in the city, and we're going to learn a little bit about their neighborhood, maybe why they chose that neighborhood. Are you ready for this, Kate?
Yes, I'm totally ready. I'm excited.
All right, let's get into it. So who is our first famous movie star?
So our first famous actor is Denzel Washington. Everybody knows him. An Oscar-winning actor, critically acclaimed from Training Day, Man on Fire, The Book of Eli. And yeah, he was actually born in New York and he lives on the Upper West Side.
I love it. Upper West Side. Now, so where is that in proximity to Central Park? I would like our listeners to get to envision the island of Manhattan, that crazy place, and exactly where Denzel is situated on that island.
Yeah. So the Upper West Side is in Upper Manhattan. It's just below Harlem, which is Upper Manhattan. And the Upper West Side and the Upper East Side have Central Park in between them. So Central Park is kind of the middle ground of those two areas.
Why do you think Denzel Washington decided to live on the Upper West Side? What is it about the Upper West Side that makes it different? I feel like it's kind of cool compared to the East Side. What do you think?
Yeah, it's definitely cool because it's a cultural hub of New York. It has Lincoln Center. Yes. It has a bunch of museums there. Again, it has Central Park there, which is gorgeous. And a lot of celebrities actually live there because of the historic buildings there. And just it's a really affluent neighborhood.
I love it. I love it. And what are some things that we might, what else could we maybe do? You know, do people spend time in the park on Sunday afternoon? I know when I lived in New York City, I spent a lot of time just reading the newspaper in Central Park.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more.
Definitely in the warmer months, we'll spend a lot of time there. I mean, you can see the Alice in Wonderland sculpture there. You can have a picnic in Sheep's Meadow, which is really beautiful. There's also the Central Park Zoo there. If you have kids and you want to, you know, see some animals with them, there's a lot to do.
I love it. I love it. Have you personally, I'm going to ask you about this about each and every one of these celebrities. Have you seen Denzel? Have you spotted him on the Upper West Side or anywhere in New York before?
I have never spotted Denzel. I've had my eyes out for him, but never spotted him. Not yet.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. That's the thing. You know, we had a few weeks ago, we had Nick Layton from Were You Raised by Wolves podcast on the show where he talks about etiquette. He's from New York and he told us that one of the aspects of New York City etiquette is when you do see a famous person, you should not flock to them, right? It's not cool, right? What are your thoughts on that?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. In New York, I think that a lot of celebrities really come here because it's not LA. There are not paparazzi everywhere. It's pretty low key. You can have some anonymity here. You can really be incognito. And it's a really great place to just lay low, have a nice life with your family and not worry about a lot of onlookers asking for your autograph constantly.
Yeah, I love that. How refreshing. How refreshing.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely.
Yeah, I mean, LA is nice. You know, the sunshine is great, but I'm much more a New York person. All right. I think our listeners. Yeah. Have you lived in LA before, Kate, by the way? Have you been out there, lived out there?
No? I have visited there. I have a lot of friends who live there. My brother lived there for a period of time. But no, I have never lived there. And honestly, I wouldn't want to. The traffic is crazy. I'm such a New Yorker at this point. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, I think most people in New York would never live in LA. It's true. It's such a different lifestyle. It's so different. Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Currents issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, Kate, let's get into our number two here for our listeners. Okay. Our listeners are going to love this one. You know, this is one of the big ones, one of the big shows that I think a lot of them listen to. Tell us who our next famous person is.
Yes, our next famous person is Sarah Jessica Parker, of course, from Sex and the City fame. Mm-hmm. And I think that she really inspired a host of young girls to want to move to New York to have that dream. Because obviously Sex and the City was so iconic for so many people in my generation, probably in your generation, I imagine.
Yes.
Everybody was just obsessed with it.
Oh, for sure. You know, I moved to New York in 2006, and I can't say that Sex and the City didn't play a role in my choice to move. It wasn't everything, but I definitely envisioned a little bit of that life for myself as well. And I think a lot of women did, young women, for sure. So where does Sarah Jessica Parker live? Just give us the gossip here. Yeah.
So she lives in the West Village, and she actually lives not too far from where the exteriors of her Sex and the City townhouse was. And she bought a West Village townhouse for $3 million in 2000. And actually, it was reported that she sold it for $15 million in 2021. Oh.
That is a fun fact. Okay, so that tells you what kind of real estate growth New York has had in the last. Now, do you think that New York will have that same kind of real estate growth in the next 20 years, Kate? Or do you think, you know, are you seeing like your friends, are they moving out of the city and looking more to the suburbs? What are you seeing?
That's a great question. I'm definitely in the age where a lot of my friends are having kids and moving out of the city for more space. Mm-hmm. I think it ebbs and flows, really. Like, you know, of course, during the pandemic, the prices were really cheap and a lot of people were getting great deals on apartments and real estate. Now it's definitely increasing like everywhere. Yeah. Inflation is crazy and everything is super expensive and people are looking outside of the city for real estate. But you know, I think it will go back down. It will go back up. That's New York. It's constantly fluctuating.
Yeah. And there's only so much space in New York City, right? That's the key thing. Right. There's only so many apartments. It's an island. And so you really have a limited amount of real estate and the prices really can't go down that much. Okay. So I'm imagining Sarah Jessica Parker, as our listeners know, you know, guys, there's a movie Sex and the City, and there's also a TV show. And that's what really became so famous. There's also a continuation series that they've done. Have you caught that one, Kate?
Oh, I have.
What did you think of it? What were your thoughts on that?
It's a little wild. Not gonna lie, it was a little wild. But
yeah,
I definitely watched all of it and really enjoyed it. And I will watch that show until I die, as much as they want to give me.
That's so funny. Well, tell us about the West Village. I mean, why did they put Sarah Jessica Parker's character, Carrie, in the West Village? And why do you think she's chosen to live there? Who knows? We don't know her personally, but why would someone want to live there? What's it all about?
Right. Yeah. Well, it's definitely an idyllic place to live. It has, you know, tree-lined streets and brownstones. It's gorgeous there. It's absolutely gorgeous. But it also has a lot of restaurants, shopping, and nightlife. It's really big for nightlife. It's a very young feel. So it kind of has the best of both worlds.
I love it. And NYU is down there, right? We have, is it Tompkins Square Park? No, not Tompkins Square Park. I'm thinking of, what's the park there right around NYU? What's the name of that park? Washington Square Park.
Yes, Washington Square Park. Blanking on the name, but yeah, that's pretty close to the West Village. That's more in the East Village, but they're very close to each other, and a lot of people hang out there. The New School is also there. The New School, NYU. SVA, which is the School of Visual Arts, is pretty close to there. There's a bunch of different schools downtown.
I love it. Yeah, so my co-host here on Allers English, Michelle, actually went to the new school. And so this was her stomping ground for so many years.
Awesome.
And our listeners have heard little stories that Michelle has about New York City. There's also a real jazz scene, or there used to be. I'm sure there probably still is, right, Kate? A lot of little jazz bars
there. There's a ton of jazz bars in the West Village, in the East Village. Just a ton of nightlife. You can find anything you want there.
All right. So we recommend, I know a lot of our listeners are actually probably living in New York, right? They're living in New York City, or they are planning to visit sometime soon. Guys, go check out the West Village.
Absolutely.
Try to find her house. You know, just go around and be starstruck, right? That's the key. This is the fun part about visiting New York City. I love it. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Let's move on to number three. Our next one here, Kate. Now, this person I didn't know as well. Tell us who we're featuring in this next piece.
Yeah, so Zoe Kravitz, who was in Big Little Lies, the show on HBO. Did you check that out?
I didn't catch that show. No, but I did see Batman. So she was in Batman, right?
Yes, she was in Batman. And yeah, she's very up and coming, has a lot of movie roles coming. And she's actually the daughter of Lenny Kravitz. So famous singer.
Awesome. Love it. All right, where does she live?
She lives in Williamsburg, which is a super, super trendy neighborhood. It's really come up in the past 10, 15 years. I actually lived there when I was in my early 20s, and it's a lot different than when I was living there. It's, you know, the home of, I would say, the hipster, which is the quintessential image of a young New Yorker who kind of dresses ironically, wears like the huge grandma glasses, sometimes a beanie, just like huge clothes that they would find in their grandma's house.
I think someday, maybe, Kate, we'll have to have you back on to try to define the hipster. It's so hard. Right? And I think irony is the way to define the hipster, right? Irony, right? A young person wearing grandma glasses, right? Or dining in an old restaurant that looks old, but it's new, all of these things. Right. So that is the center of hipster culture. Is it still true, Kate? I mean, I know it was when I lived there. Is it still the center of hipster culture, or has it become a little bit more glossed over, a little more glamorous?
Great question. Yeah. So I would say it's still true for the most part, but it's definitely changing. I go there less and less now because it is a really difficult area to get to, actually. You can get there off the L train, which is accessible through Manhattan and Williamsburg, but it's not convenient for where a lot of people live. But yeah, it's definitely transitioning more to, you know, finance people are purchasing there, families are purchasing there. So like every area in New York, it changes and then it goes, you know, back down and back up. So this constantly is changing in New York.
This is how things go with real estate, right? I mean, this was the story of Soho in the 90s, right? It used to be artists, you know, garages and warehouses. And then at some point, the wealthy people came in and now no one can afford it. And now we've got to go further out. And I remember when I lived there, the only way to get from Brooklyn, from lower Brooklyn, like Park Slope and the rest of Brooklyn to Williamsburg was the G train. And that train was not very, it didn't work very well, in other words.
Right. The G train is famously unreliable. I would say it has gotten a little bit better. I would say the one thing the pandemic did well for New York is it improved the train systems.
Love that.
The trains are running a little bit better than they were. They're a little bit cleaner.
I love it. This is so good. I feel like in this episode, I'm excited for number four, but I feel like we're getting a real insider's look. And this feels like a conversation any of our listeners might have with a real New Yorker, just about, you know, the ups and downs of different neighborhoods, right? Oh, the G train doesn't work as well, or all these things that maybe our listeners don't know if they live in cities like Madrid or Tokyo, but they know now after listening to this episode. So good. So Kate, I'm ready for number four. Who is our next and last famous person, and where do they live?
So number four is Michelle Williams, who you would probably know if you were looking at her. You might not know the name, but she's an Oscar-nominated actress as well. Mm-hmm. She was in Brokeback Mountain and My Week with Marilyn, which she was nominated for an Oscar for. And she lives in Ditmas Park, which is a neighborhood in Brooklyn. It's not very well known. I actually live in this neighborhood, which is why I chose this neighborhood.
She's your neighbor.
This neighborhood. That's so gem. Cool.
I love it. Is it close to Prospect Park, Ditmas Park, or is it another part of Brooklyn?
Yeah, it's close. It's on the south side of Prospect Park. And okay. Prospect Park is, I would say, probably Brooklyn's most famous park. Would you say that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. In some ways, I think New Yorkers like Prospect Park more than they like Central Park.
Yeah, I would definitely say that because it's less populated. It's just a cozier feel to it, I would say. It is huge. It has zoo, tennis courts. And it actually has Brooklyn's only lake. So you can go there and see like turtles and some ducks. And yeah, it's very adorable on a Sunday morning to take a stroll.
I love it. And what about the history of this neighborhood? Does it have some real kind of icons that take us back into history?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have the King's Theater here, which is on the National Register of Historic Places, actually. It was kind of beaten up and not a lot of people were performing there, but it underwent a $95 million renovation and reopened in 2015. And now it's hosted a lot of artists, Ringo Starr, Snoop Dogg, the Beastie Boys, a lot of different artists and bands have performed there.
I love it. So good. So good. It makes sense. The King's Theater, because our listeners should know that Brooklyn used to be called King's, right? So we have the borough of Queens and it used to be called King's. I don't know how it got the name Brooklyn. I don't know how that happened. Do you have any idea, Kate? Just real quick as a side point.
I don't. I wish I did. Know. I'm going to look that up right after this. That's interesting.
Yeah, really interesting. Good stuff. Well, like I said before, Kate, I feel like our listeners have gotten this real insider perspective. And not just that, guys, but this is the kind of conversation you could have with a friend, a native speaking friend in New York City. So open up conversations like this, you know, to practice your English and to feel like a local. I love it. And these are probably some of the things that you guys talk about at City Talk. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, at City Talk, I'm encouraging just keep talking, talk, and you're going to improve. Don't worry about making mistakes. Just keep talking. And at City Talk, we definitely encourage in-depth cultural conversations like this.
I love it. So I want to encourage you guys to go over to Kate's website. Kate, give us the URL one more time, please.
Yeah, so it's citytalknyc.com.
So good. And what can they do on that page? What should they do when they land there?
Yeah, so you can sign up for our newsletter, or if you want to learn more about our program, I welcome you to sign up for a free 15-minute consultation with me and learn more about our classes.
I love it. So I want to encourage you guys to go over there, check out what Kate has to offer. Kate, thank you for supporting All Ears English. And thanks for coming on the show today. This has been, again, a real insider's look into this amazing city and these amazing movie stars that are just, they're just among us, right? They're on the subway. They're around as we pass them on the street. So guys, visit New York, have these conversations and enjoy that city. I love it. So good. Thank you, Kate, for coming on the show today. And we hope to have you on again soon.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye. Take care.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.